For the first time in his life, Bertie was totally happy. The Lion Cub was all the brothers and sisters he could ever want, all the friends he could ever need. The two of them would sit side by side on the sofa out on the veranda and watch the great red sun go down over Africa. "Why don't you give him a name?" his mother asked one day.
"Because he doesn't need one," replied Bertie. "He's a lion, not a person. Lions don't need names."
Bertie's mother was always wonderfully patient with the lion. No matter how much mess he made, how many cushions he pounced on and ripped apart, no matter how much crockery he smashed, none of it seemed to upset her. And strangely, she was hardly ever ill these days. There was a spring to her step, and her laughter pealed around the house. His father was less happy about it.
"Lions," he'd mutter on, "should not live in houses. You should keep them outside in the compound."
But they never did. For both mother and son, the lion had brought new life to their days. Life and laughter.